希伯来书四章十至十三节，因为那进入安息的，乃是揭了自己的功，正如神揭了他的功一样。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被逐的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
Let me ask you a question. How do you guys wake up after a nap?
让我问一个大家一个问题，你在小睡一刻之后会怎样起身的呢？
You know, the other day I took a nap and I woke up more tired than I was when I first began.
之前我瞌一瞌醒回来的时候还比瞌之前更加累。
And some of us know that feeling, and we end up taking two naps instead of one.
有时候我哋会系连续去瞓瞌两次觉嘅感觉。
And it's very interesting when we wake up after a nap. We usually have to stretch, and we have to stretch in such a way that we awaken ourselves once again.
有时我哋瞌完之后，我哋要去伸展下、舒展下，咁样去使我哋系醒过来。
When we think about rest, usually we think it should rejuvenate us.
当我们想到休息的时候，我们通常会觉得休息是让到我们更加有活力，更加有能力。
And sometimes it does, but sometimes we still need a little bit of a boost.
有时候休息完是会是有多一点的力量，但是有时候我们需要更加多的力量去加添。
Now it's very interesting when the Bible talks about entering his rest or entering rest, in some sense we are going to be more rejuvenated, more alive than ever on the other side of eternity.
当我们经文看到是进入他的安息的时候，我们知道进入他的安息就在永恒的另一边的时候，我们是会更加活出，是更加活泼，更加有生命力。
In heaven, we don't have to worry about stretching, right?
在天堂里面我们不需要再伸展，是吗？
We don't even have to worry about yawning.
我们不需要担心要打喊路。
We are going to be more alive in heaven than ever before.
我哋在天堂那边的时候，我哋就会系比任何一个时间都更加嘅有力量，更加活泼。
Now as we get into this passage, it piques our curiosity when it says, "Let us therefore strive to enter his rest."
当我哋睇到经文讲到我们务必竭力进入那安息呢个嘅时候
，it gives us the idea of being diligent.
系有一个嘅意味系我哋要努力嘅咁样去出力。
Now we have to understand in the book of Hebrews, it gives us a lot of encouragement and exhortation.
在希伯来书里面有很多的鼓励和去劝勉。
It helps us to strive more towards Christ.
是愿我们去更努力的去向住基督的方向行。
The writer of Hebrews understands that there are times that we're very reluctant.
希伯来书的作者知道我们是有多时间是很懒惰。
And there are times that we're discouraged, especially when we go through the week.
有时候我们在一个礼拜的当中，中间的时候是会感到很沮丧。
We have to realize that we live in a sin-stained world.
我们要确实是知道我们活在一个被罪玷污的世界。
And after 1 week, we're weary and our souls are weary.
过了一周之后，我们的灵里都会觉得疲乏。
We also have to realize that sometimes we face some incredible trials.
有时候我们也都会遇上一些很极大的困难。
And some of them are not easy to go through day after day.
有些是不容易，每一天每一天都要面对的。
And so all those things kind of combined, and maybe it's no wonder why we're sometimes a little bit of sluggish when it comes to worshiping the Lord.
当度过了这些这么多的困难和这么累的事情的时候，难怪有时候我们来到主面前去敬拜都是有一种懒惰。
But the Bible encourages us to continue on in our faith, to persevere.
但圣经却叫我们去鼓励我们去靠着信心去务要竭力去进入那安息。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们要去定睛仰望耶稣，是那位信心的创始成终者。
In our given passage, it tells us back then, and it reminds us now, it's about corporately, it's about let us continue on.
是提醒当时的读者和现今教会的信徒去继续的去努力向前。
In other words, it's not simply just a solo adventure. We need to continue on as brothers and sisters in Christ.
而且不是一个人的去进步，而是在主内的弟兄姊妹作为一个整体，一个群体这样一起前进。
Because if you notice in the verse 1, it says, let us be diligent, let us continue to strive for.
因为在第一节就看到，是我们就应当。
That's the exhortation, but also understand the warning so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience.
而在那里也看得到，是免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。
Now the same sort of disobedience we discussed about in the previous chapter, in chapter 3 of the book of Hebrews.
这个不顺从的样子就是讲到希伯来书第三章里面提到的。
And by the way, in chapter 3 it talked about the eternal rest that stands, that's available to all.
是提及到永恒的安息是仍然是有效的，仍然是可以获得的。
And the only disqualifier is unbelief.
而唯一被取消资格的原因就是不信。
If you don't, or if you refuse, or have you not yet placed your belief in Christ, that's the only thing that will prevent you from entering His rest.
如果你不信或者拒绝相信去接受耶稣的话，咁就能够系阻挡咗你去进入呢个永恒嘅安息。
And so in chapter 3, it talks about Joshua, and it mentions as far as his leadership.
第三章嗰度就讲到约书亚佢嘅带领。
Although he led the people into the promised land, he could not lead them into the perfect rest and trust in God.
而约书亚喺嗰度系带领以色列人入去应许之地，但系佢不能够带领佢哋进入咗呢个神嘅安息之地。
And the contrast is that Jesus does lead us and does lead us into the perfect rest.
耶稣他是能够完全地带领我们进入这个完全的安息。
We're encouraged to trust Jesus in not only the land of promise, but also in the land of rest on the other side of eternity.
不单只是信靠耶稣带领我们进入神的应许之地，而且是进入这个永恒的完全的安息。
The privileges we have is, as we believe in Christ,to enter his rest.
我们有这个特权是去信靠耶稣去进入他的安息。
So in verse 11, again, it tells us that we need to strive to enter his rest.
在第十一节是提到我们务必竭力进入那安息。
It gives us the impression that we should always be mindful of his rest.
是要提醒我们整天都要注意到意识得到是在天上面的安息。
In other words, as we travel along as our journey here on earth, keep in mind in terms of heaven that is above.
当我们行地上的路的时候，我们要去注意到，记得在天上面有一个安息，有一个终点。
That's where our destination is going to be.
是我们的终点站。
For those who believe in Christ, we are simply sojourners here on the earth.
是对于信靠基督的人来讲，我们在地上面是暂时的。
But we could look forward in terms of the blessings that comes with heaven.
但是我们可以盼望在天堂里面的祝福。
And so the author is teaching us, in the midst of our temporal surroundings, let us be diligent in seeking heaven.
当我们在这个暂存的世间里面行走的时候，我们要竭力寻求神国度里的永恒安息。
That is yearning for rest on the other side of eternity.
就是渴慕在神里面有的永恒的安息。
So our first point is that we must constantly be seeking for God's rest.
第一点就是我们必须常常地去寻求神的安息。
Finding rest doesn't happen by accident or even haphazardly.
找到这个安息不是不经意地或者是求其地就可以撞得到。
Finding rest involves a concerted effort of activity that is involved.
要寻找这个安息是要有焦点的，去刻意地付出努力。
You know, at a glance, it seems very odd to have rest and consideration, but be diligent in the practice of.
骤眼睇嚟，目的系安息，但系实际上行动系要努力。
We have to realize that the Christian life is we're not just simply stagnant, we're not passive, but it's an active, ongoing thing in terms of our relationship with God.
基督徒嘅生命唔应该系停滞不前嘅、被动嘅，而系应该系要系主动嘅，喺建立系你同基督嘅关系。
So in our life, things should be moving, and especially in our faith and our trust in the Lord.
尤其喺我哋嘅信心、信靠神方面，系必须要系继续向前。
But at the same time, there are some things that we could rest in, that we could trust in.
但同时亦都系有啲嘢系我哋可以系将嗰件事摆喺寄托、完全寄托嘅。
We could rest in Jesus.
我哋可以将我哋摆喺耶稣嘅手入边。
We could rest in His atonement that Christ died for our sins.
我哋可以完全嘅寄托喺耶稣基督为我哋嘅罪而死呢件事上面。
We realize He took the wrath that was reserved for us.
我们知道是耶稣基督背负了那个神的震怒，那个震怒是本来是应该在我们身上的。
And so we can't add anything, we can't subtract anything, we can't make it better. The work is already done.
我们不能够加减或者是让个救恩变得更好，那个的工作是已经为我们完成。
Remember Jesus' words on the cross, he said, it is finished.
记得耶稣在十字架上面那个讲的说话成了。
In other words, it is done. The work of Christ is done. We could rest in the finished work of Christ on the cross.
换句话说，耶稣要做的工作已经是完成，我们可以将我们的寄托摆在基督在十字架上面已经完成的事上面。
We could rest in his advent that he came and that he will come again and that he, when he did come, he came and died on the cross for our sins.
我们可以寄托祂的，我们将自己寄托在祂的再来。
We could rest in His ascension that He is, sits at the right hand of God, the Lamb upon the throne.
我们可以将寄托摆在祂的升天，祂是坐在神的右边。
We could rest and trust in the Advocate, the Holy Spirit that comes to convict us, to regenerate us, to seal us, remain with us as we go about our journey.
我们将我们自己的寄托摆在那位中保，就是圣灵，就是那位使我们知罪、复兴我们、将我们印上印的那一位。
And the Holy Spirit is committed to continue to guide us, to empower us, and to fill us up.
圣灵亦都委身是继续引导我们、赐力量给我们、充满我们。
And yet, as we rest in the things that are done for us, there's some things that we still need to do here.
但当我们将寄托摆在这些是已经为我们所完成的事上面的时候，我们亦都在地上要继续做我们要做的工作。
There is some responsibilities on our part.
我们的那一部分是要有一些责任要做。
That we still need to be diligent in going about our lives.
我们要在生命中是要有努力。
The book of Hebrews characterizes the Christian life as being active, being very intentional in how we live.
希伯来书的作者是提到基督徒的生命是要是活泼的，是主动的。
The book of Hebrews understands that the challenge it is to live a life here on earth.
希伯来书的作者也都确认到在地上面的生命是有很多的困难。
And thus we are to preserve. Thus we are to run the race. Thus we are to focus intentionally on Christ.
因此我们要将焦点是定睛仰望耶稣，我们要去竭力的去跑完当跑的路途。
And as brothers and sisters, we are to encourage one another as the day draws near.
作为弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此的鼓励，因为日子已经近了。
Notice in our given verses and throughout the book of Hebrews,there's a plural sense. In other words, it's not about I, it's about us.
要注意到希伯来书入面所提的不是个人，他是提到我们而不是我。
And that is why you see many things, many phrases like, let us strive to enter his rest. Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus.
是让我们竭力进入神的安息，是让我们定睛仰望耶稣。
And the idea and the impression here directly from our verse is that so no one falls into disobedience.
在十一节那里就看到是免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。
So as we run the race, we're not running in circles. We are actually running with a circle within, and that is the church.
当我们跑这个天路的时候，不是兜圈地跑，而是作为一个教会，一个整体，这个圈子这样一起去跑。
And we are to do so very diligently, we are to do so very actively, moving forward in our faith, growing and maturing in Christ.
我们是要一起的努力这样去做，是一路的去在信心上面成长、长进。
All with a mindset of bringing others along too as well.
是有一个心态是要一起带着身边的人一起去跑。
Let me ask you, do you remember the days when you used to run?
让我问一个问题，当你想起年轻的时候跑步的时候。
And sometimes I used to, the days that you used to run with other people.
有时候是与他人一起的跑步。
Now, I remember the days I used to run with some of my friends.
我记得我以前是跟朋友去一起跑。
And most of the time they ran way ahead of me.
他说很多时候我的朋友都是跑快过我很多。
But they would never run too far ahead of me without being mindful that they had to encourage me to keep on going.
但他们不会是跑得太远去赖低我，而是去继续去鼓励我。
That's the idea in terms of being diligent. Sure, we need to be active in terms of our own running, but we have to be mindful that there are other people in the race to continue on.
我们当然是要努力，是要主动的 去跑，但是我们也都要是 纪念到有些人是跟我们一起跑。
So let me ask you this, where are you when it comes to encouragement?
问大家一个问题，当讲到鼓励这一方面的时候，你的境况是如何呢？
Some of us, we have to admit that we need a little bit of encouragement, we need a little bit of push, we need somebody to cheer us on, to encourage to continue to run the race.
确实是我们当中有些是需要去鼓励，需要别人的鼓励去继续跑这个天路。
And maybe some of us are here that we are the encouragers. We're encouraging others to continue to run the race.
也都有在座的是已经是做着鼓励别人去一起跑这个天路。
And whether it's through our prayers, whether it's through our love, whether it's terms of encouraging one another in the Word of God,We're encouraging others to continue on in the race.
无论在说话里面 去鼓励，或者是在神的话语去鼓励，或者 是彼此的 去鼓励，都是我们一起在神的里面去跑这个天路。
And so that first verse resonates that we need to strive to enter his race, enter his rest, so that no one may fall in disobedience.
因此头嗰节我哋睇，我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。
Continue to live the Christian life in such a way that you'll continue moving forward, but also encourage others to move forward too as well.
要去继续嘅去向前，去活出呢个基督徒嘅生命，亦都同时去鼓励其他人一起嘅向前。
There's nothing like being encouraged or having somebody.Supports you and encourage you in your Christian walk.
在这个基督徒的生命里面有人去鼓励你，是的确是一个十分好 的经历。
Now, when I was a young person, a few years ago,
当几年前我是年轻的时候
this was actually before I was married.
是我结婚之前的。
And I had a good friendship with another brother in the church.
我在教会里面有跟第二个弟兄是有很好的友谊。
Now he was a family man. He had a young family that he was just starting on his own.
他是一个十分爱家庭的人，他是为到他家庭的供应。
When I thought about it, we were very, very different.
我是思想到我们两个是很不同的人。
He was definitely at a different stage of his life.
他是当然是在一个第二个生命的阶段。
But even though we were different, we shared the same bond in Christ.
但虽然我们在不同的生命阶段里面，但是我们仍然在基督里面是同样的有这个连结。
And as a brother in Christ, he would often check in on me and see how I was doing.
作为主内的肢体，他是经常都会去看看我是最近是怎么样。
And so he would ask me, how are you doing?
他会问我，你最近怎么样？
Not what you are doing, but how are you doing?
不是你现在做什么，而是你最近怎样啊。
There's a difference between how you're doing and what you are doing.
问人家你现在做什么啊，还有是 你现在是过得怎样啊，是有分别的。
And even when I went away to do mission work, he would call me every so often and he would ask me the same question, how are you doing?
就算我去另外一个地方去做宣教工作，他都会打电话给我，问我你最近过得怎样。
And there were times when he would even say, he goes, no matter how you are doing, I just want to let you know that me and my wife, we support you and we want to encourage you.
他会跟我说，无论你过得怎样都好，我和我太太都是会支持你的，是会去鼓励你的。
And he also said, if you ever mess up,
亦都讲到如果有一天你是跌倒。
So here it is. I'm like, oh, here it comes.
我就说 oh, okay, 来了。
But he said, if you ever mess up, me and my wife will pray for you even more. We would love you even more.
他就说如果你万一有一天真的跌倒，我和我太太会更加爱你，更加去为你祷告。
When he said those things,
当他说这个说话的时候，
Not only was I encouraged, but I was inspired.
我不单只是被鼓励，我是被他所启发。
To knowing that I had that type of support, knowing that I had that type of love behind me, it was very easy to continue to move forward in my faithAnd the work of Christ.
当知道有弟兄这样去支持我的时候，去鼓励我的时候，在前面的路就更加易走。
Brothers and sisters, it's easy to move forward when we have that support of love behind us.
当我们背后有这一种的爱和鼓励的时候，向前 是会容易一些。
And so as we're diligent to enter his rest,Be mindful for others so that no one falls in disobedience to the Lord.
当我们竭力进入神的安息的时候，我们要记得有人同我们一起，我们要免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。
In other words, don't just look on your own personal interests, but look at the interests of others.
不单只是要，不要只是单顾自己，而且要顾及他人。
Now our next verse reads, For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.Piercing the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrows, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
之后十二节睇到，因为神的道是活的，是有功效的，比所有两刃的剑更锋利，甚至可以刺入剖开魂与灵、骨节与骨髓，也可以分辨心里的思想和意图。
Before we enter his rest, we need to be exposed by the word of God.
我哋喺进入佢安息之前，我哋要被神嘅话语去光照。
Not just a one-time thing, but constantly being exposed by the Word of God.
不是只是单一次，而是常常、经常的是被神的话语去光照。
What do I mean by being exposed?
被神的话语去光照、去揭露是什么意思呢？
Notice the effects of God's Word. It reveals, it exposes the inside of the person, the heart and the soul.
它是神的话语是有能力去揭露人里面的内里、去心里面的东西。
There is a connection between verses 11 and
12. 在11、12节中间是有一个连结。
Because in some sense, we understand that some may fall in disobedience, but we also understand it is the word of God.
我们知道有人可能学那不顺从的样子跌倒了，但是我们知道神的道。
That is the corrective that will help us, encourage us.
神的道是那个可以帮助我们去改正我们 去帮助我们那个。
We understand that disobedience is rejecting the word of God.
我们知道不顺从的就是拒绝神的话语。
But we also understand as we accept and being immersed in the word of God, it will help us to continue on in the Christian walk.
我们也都知道当我们接纳去神的话语的时候，我们就能够被改正，继续 是与神同行。
There is an old saying, it says, this book will keep you from sin,But it also says that the sin will also keep you from this book.
有个讲法是讲到这本书能够使你远离罪，罪亦都使你远离这本书。
So the author gives us a very stern warning.
这个车伯来的作者给我们一个很严重的警告。
The warning of unbelief and consequences.
是警告不信和所带来的后果。
And the writer of Hebrew encourages on even much more so in verse 12.
在十二节希伯来书的作者继续去鼓励。
And it explains how the word of God is able to judge even the thoughts and the intentions of our hearts.
知道神的话语是能够揭露去审视人的心思意念。
That's something that we cannot do.
是我们自己不能够做的。
I can't read your minds.
我不能够看到你想什么。
You can't read my mind.
你亦都唔能够睇到我谂乜嘢。
But the word of God can penetrate deep.
但神嘅话语能够穿透佢心处。
Not just what's on our mind, but what's deep down in our soul.
唔单止系头脑思想紧啲乜嘢，而喺我哋灵心里边最深处。
Now in verse 13, it continues to ties everything in.
第十三节系继续。
The failure to recognize with God's word will result in judgment.
而不察觉到神的话语是这样能够有这样的能力，是会带来审判。
So verse 12 tells us the quality of God's word and how it's able to the divine quality and how it's able to judge our thoughts.
12節係提到神嘅話語係能夠去穿透人心，係能夠審視人心嘅意念。
It searches us, it exposes us, it reveals to us.
係能夠去穿透我哋，揭露我哋，去讓我哋省察。
Remember in 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God is used to teach us, to rebuke us, to correct us and train us in righteousness.
提摩太后书三章十六节讲到，圣经全都是神所默示的，对于教导、责备、纠正、训练人行义，都是有益的。
Usually, when it comes to the word of God, we favor the aspect of teaching us.
我哋嚟到神嘅话语面前，有好多时都系净系喜爱教导嗰一个嗰个部分。
But remember, the word of God also rebukes us.
但系神嘅话语亦都有责备。
The more you read, the more you study, the more you hear the word of God.
越多嘅阅读去查考去聆听神嘅话语嘅时候
，There's an aspect where yes, sometimes we're excited about what new things we learn.
我哋系当然系会觉得系好兴奋去学到一啲新嘅嘢。
But there's also an aspect where we feel uncomfortable because God is exposing some sin in our lives.
但亦都系有啲时候让我哋不安，因为神系揭露咗我哋生命中一啲嘅罪。
God is exposing areas where we need to grow and mature in.
神嘅话语揭露咗我哋生命中系我哋系生命中一啲需要成长嘅一啲部分。
And sometimes it's not the most easiest thing that we go through.
有时唔系容易嘅。
The Word of God is living. It's one of the most beautifully inspired book.
神嘅话语系活嘅，系一个系圣经，系神所默示嘅。
Not only do we read about the promises of God and the laws of God.But remember, this is God's personal word to us.
唔单止系读到神嘅律法或者系神嘅教导，而且系神自己亲自嘅话语。
This is His truth. This is His perspective. This is His encouragement to us.
呢个系神嘅真理，系神嘅看法，系神对我哋嘅鼓励。
When He gives a promise, that it's standing alone. It's His promise that we rest on. It's His promise that we trust. It is His promise that we hope in.
当神嘅话语系有呢个应许嘅时候，系我哋可以摆寄托去入边嘅。
We understand that God's word is constantly active and it is living.
我哋知道神嘅话语系活嘅，系常常都系活泼嘅。
And that is why the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 54 that the word of God has its effect on our lives, sometimes presently and sometimes later on.
因此，以赛亚书嗰度提到，神嘅话语系会完成佢嘅目的喺我哋生命入边，喺适当嘅时间。
You may recall, it gives the illustration of snow and rain.
我哋系记得系提到有一个嘅图画，就系雪同埋雨水。
When rain comes down, it immediately waters all the plants and the grass, right?
当雨水落到嚟嘅时候，即刻系让到嗰啲草地湿润，系咪
？When snow comes down, it takes a while for it to melt and trickle down to water the lands.
但当雪落嚟嘅时候，就系慢慢要等佢融，慢慢嘅去滋润大地。
And in the same way, it says that's how God accomplishes His purpose in our lives.
同样地喺我哋生命中，神嘅话语亦都系咁样嘅工作。
There are times when we receive the word of God, and immediately there's a change. Immediately, there's a difference in our lives.
有时候神嘅话语一落到嚟嘅时候，我哋就生命中要即刻有改变。
And other times, sometimes the Word of God, it takes a little bit while to have its effects in our lives. Sometimes a day, sometimes a week, sometimes a year, sometimes even 10 years. But it will accomplish His purpose.
有时候神嘅话语落到嚟嘅时候，系慢慢嘅改变我哋，可能系一日、一个星期、一年，甚至系十年嘅时间。但系神嘅话语系必会完成佢嘅目的。
The Word of God will.Accomplish its purpose in our lives.
神嘅话语必会完成佢喺我哋生命中嘅目的。
The word of God is powerful.
神嘅话语系满有大能。
It is so powerful. One of the greatest preachers submitted and repented before the Lord only on one verse.
神嘅话语系几咁有大能，让到一个嘅人系因为一节嘅经文而完全嘅回转。
The reformer Martin Luther, before leading the Reformation, went through his own Reformation, and he was convicted by the Holy Spirit upon one verse in the Bible.
帶領改教運動的馬丁路德，他是自己 在帶領改教運動之前是自己經歷神的親自的改造，是因為神的一節的經文。
It's very easy to be changed by the Word of God because it's powerful, living and active.
神的話語是活的，是滿有大能的，是人會是被改變。
The story is told by another preacher about a man, and his name was Thorpe.
另外有一位嘅傳道人係有一個故事，佢個名係 Thorpe。
And he was a member of an infidel club, in other words, a club that's very rebellious.
係有一佢係一個冇宗教信仰嘅一個俱樂部嘅一個成員。
In fact, the name of the club was called Hellfire Club. That's how rebellious they were.
嗰個俱樂部嘅名叫做地獄之火俱樂部，係一個好反叛叛逆嘅一個嘅會。
And so as these men got together, there would be a muse of imitating religious service and even making mockery of preachers.
呢啲嘅人聚埋一齐，就系模仿一啲嘅出名嘅牧师去娱乐大家。
And so what they would do, they would actually go to religious services and they would listen to the preacher, and then afterwards they would kind of mock this religious service and mock the preacher.
当呢啲嘅人嘅成员系会走去一啲嘅教会或者系宗教嘅仪式嘅地方嗰度去睇下嗰啲传道人，然之后就学佢哋去扮佢哋。
And they would think it's very amusing and very very funny.
佢哋觉得好搞笑。
Well, there was this man Thorpe, and he was going to meet with his friends later on the evening.
咁呢一位 Thorpe 就喺夜晚就会同呢一班俱乐部嘅人聚会。
And so, you know, he heard about a preacher preaching.
佢就聽到有一位傳道人係將會去傳道啦。
And he went to hear that preacher preach, and he took down notes as far as what he said from the Bible, his mannerism, everything about it.
佢就去到呢個傳道人嗰度個聚會點嗰度去聽佢講道，而係寫低曬所有嘅筆記，並且係學佢嘅小動作。
So as he planned to meet with his friends, he actually got a Bible, and he thought it would add to the authenticity of his mockery.
為咗要加添真實感，佢就帶埋聖經去呢個俱樂部嗰度，準備去扮嗰個傳道人。
So he opened his Bible to the very verse that preacher had preached previously.
佢就打開聖經，就去指著呢個呢一節嘅經文，就係嗰位傳道人曾經係講嘅。
And the passage was from Luke chapter 13, verse 3, which says, No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
那節經文是路加福音13章3節，不，我告訴你們，你們如果不悔改，都要同樣滅亡。
So as Thorpe began to imitate the preacher, and he read that particular verse, all of a sudden something came over him.
当他去指住呢个经文去准备去扮呢个牧者嘅时候，佢就有啲嘢系喺佢心里边发生。
The words from scriptures, no, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
不，我告诉你们，你们如果不悔改，都要同样灭亡。
Those words, scriptures, echoed into his mind and resonated within his soul, and through the Spirit, he came by force of the truth beyond his original intentions.
这句经文在他心里面，在他脑海里面回响，而通过圣灵那个的真理的力量去带领了，超越了他原本想嘲讽这位牧师的意图。
One verse, one spirit, and one way through, only through Christ.
一节的经文，一位圣灵，基督这条唯一的道路。
In the midst of mockery, Thorpe repented before the Lord.
这个搞笑的扮人表演之后， Thorpe 是回转去归向神。
Eventually, he quits the club.
他离开了这个俱乐部。
And then he found himself preaching the gospel to others.
他是传福音给他人。
The word of God is powerful.
神的话语是满有大能。
It penetrates with sharpness.
锋利地穿入人的心。
It's like a surgical procedure cutting to the core, and it probes the innermost depth.
好似手术刀一样锋利准确，去入到人试尽内心嘅深处。
Scripture says it pierces the heart.
经文提到系刺进内心。
Most of the time we focus on what may cheer the heart, but remember what Scripture does, it pierces the heart.
我哋好多时系注意住系让我哋开心嘅事，但系经文提我哋系要注意去一啲扎心嘅事。
The Word of God reveals areas where we are being compromised or we're compromising in our faith.
神嘅话语系揭露出我哋点样去妥协咗。
And so when we say the Word of God exposes us, it reveals to us what's on our heart, what's in our souls, and what's in our minds.
当我哋被神嘅话语去光照嘅时候，系神嘅话语揭露咗我哋心底入边嘅事。
And as it reveals to us, we can respond properly before God.
当神嘅话语揭露咗我哋自己出嚟嘅时候，我哋就先至能够正确地回应神。
To think better, to judge better, to live better.
去更加正確咁樣去思想、去判斷、去生活，
all to the glory of God，
係為著神嘅榮耀。
There are times when we are weighed down and looking for advice。
有時候我哋係遇著一啲困難，我哋係揾緊一啲嘅意見。
And we're yearning for good counsel。
我哋係尋求緊好嘅一啲人俾意見我哋。
We have to remember when it comes to good counsel, it is embedded in the Word of God.
我哋必须要注意到，最好嘅就系嚟到神嘅话语面前。
Good counsel will always point to Christ, always point to the consistency of His word.
一个好嘅建议，一个好嘅提醒，应该系指向神嘅话语。
The word of God will help confirm in your life that things maybe you're doing right, the things the path that you're going as far as striving for what is right.
神嘅话语系必须系能够帮助你去指向基督。是去搞清楚呢啲事情。
But the Word of God will also tells you maybe areas where it needs to be addressed in your life.
神嘅话语亦都同时会去提醒你生命中一啲你要注意、要处理嘅问题。
So we have to ask ourselves, when the Word exposes you, how do you respond?
咁我哋就要问我哋自己，当神嘅话语揭露咗我哋嘅时候，我哋要点样回应呢？
Maybe for some of you, it's about for the first time you need to believe and follow Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
可能对某啲人嚟讲，系第一次系遇上神嘅话语，刺透我哋嘅内心。我哋要点样回应去跟随基督，去接受基督为救主呢？
And maybe for some of us, maybe we are encouraged by the Word of God.
对于我哋另外一啲人嚟讲，我哋可能系被神嘅话语所鼓励。
But sometimes, if we have to admit it, sometimes we're reluctant to the Word of God because sometimes it speaks truth in our lives.
但有时候我哋都承认，有时系神嘅话语系对我哋嘅生命中讲出一啲真理，系有困难去跟随。
The third point is understand how we could be even more open to how the Word exposes us.
我哋系点样去打开我哋嘅心，去接受神揭露我哋嘅生命呢？
The last verse says, No creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account.
十三节讲到，受造之物在他面前没有一样是隐藏的，万物在他眼前都是赤露敞开的，而我们都要向他交账。
We must constantly be aware that we will be given account before the Lord.
我们要常常地意识得到，我们在神面前是要交账。
Remember, God looks, His eye searches out. We are exposed to His Word because nothing is hidden from the Lord God Almighty.
神的眼睛是寻找我们，我们是在神面前是完全敞开揭露。
It says in His Word, no creature is hidden from His sight. In other words, God sees all.
经文提到，受造之物在他面前没有一样是隐藏的。换句话说，神是睇透万事。
So if you think you're hiding something from God,
如果你觉得是可以在神面前 去隐藏一些事，
Remember, He still sees it.
神要记得神是仍然看得到。
And if we think we're hiding something from God in fear, remember, He still sees us.
如果是因为怕的缘故要在神面前收埋一些东西，但要记得神是仍然看得见。
And that's why it should be even more freeing that we could say it before the Lord.
因此我们就在神面前必须是更加的坦白去讲出。
It shouldn't be frightening, we should be open to sharing it before the Lord.
不应该是吓怕人的，而是应该是很坦诚的在神面前去讲。
What should continue to keep us going in the right path is knowing that we have to give an account before the Lord.
是我们要常常意识得到是在神面前要交账，才能够去走在正道里面。
We have to give an account as far as how we loved our family, how we loved our wives, or how wives loved their husbands.
我哋系点样去爱家人，丈夫点样爱太太，太太点样爱丈夫，我哋呢啲事都要向神交账。
We have to give an account as far as how we treat our neighbors.
我哋如何对待我哋嘅邻舍，我哋要交账。
We have to give an account as far as how we manage our time, what choices we make.
我哋如何去用我哋嘅时间？我哋点样作抉择？我哋要交账。
We have to give account as far as even our involvement here in this church.
我哋喺教会嘅参与程度，我哋要向神去交账。
How much we give, how much we love, how much we care for one another.
我哋付出几多？我哋系爱几多？我哋系几多嘅彼此嘅关顾？我哋要向神交账。
We all must give an account before the Lord.
我哋所有人都要喺神面前交账。
Let us not be deceived. Let us be firm and clear that we must give an account before the Lord.
我哋唔好呃自己，我哋系要确实嘅知道，我哋有一天要喺神面前去交账。
God sees us and He sees every moment.
神系看见我哋，系每一刻都系看见我哋。
The Bible says in 1 Peter, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil."
彼得前书入面提到，因为主的眼看顾义人，他的耳垂听他们的祈求，主的念却向行恶的人变色。
Let us be mindful that God sees us and sees us very compassionately, and especially when we walk in His ways.
当我哋要常常记得神系睇见我哋，尤其系神系睇见我哋。当我哋系走喺正道嘅时候，神系用慈悲嘅眼光去看我哋。
In the book of Job, it says, His eyes are upon the ways of man, and He sees all the doing.
约伯记提到，神注目观看人的道路，看明人的脚步。
In other words, we're accountable for every word we say, every thought that we give.
我哋讲嘅每一句说话，我哋心入边思想嘅每一个思绪，都系喺神面前要交账。
And maybe we have to ask ourselves, how are we doing before the Lord regarding our thoughts, regarding our choices?
我哋系谂去省察自己嘅抉择，同埋省察自己嘅思想嘅时候，我哋要去问，我哋要去睇下神系点样样嘅活。
If we know we're going to be accountable before the Lord, then in some sense we should strive to continue to do what is honoring before Him.
如果我哋系意识得到我哋系常常要向神交账嘅话，我哋就会更加竭力嘅去行喺正道入边。
So that is why when we think about entering His rest, there is a lot of activities before we enter His rest.
当我哋谂到进入他的安息嘅时候，系有好多嘅努力，系有好多嘅事情要做，先至才能进入他的安息。
We want to be faithful in the life that He has given us. We want to be faithful in the love that He has given us.
对佢神俾咗我哋嘅生命，佢俾佢哋嘅爱系要忠心。
That when we see God face to face, He would say,Well done, good and faithful servant.
当我哋面对面见神嘅时候，佢就会同我哋讲，又忠心又良善嘅仆人。
Let me close with this.
让我以下呢个咁样结束。
Maybe we just have to ask ourselves in a simple application: Is there one more thing that we could do?
我哋要问我哋自己，有冇多一样嘢我哋可以做
？One more way that we could love one another.
多一个方法去彼此相爱。
One more way that we could encourage another brother and sisters in Christ.
多一个方法去鼓励主内嘅弟兄姊妹。
And if we ask those questions, perhaps we will be a lot more diligent as we enter His rest.
当我哋去咁样问呢个问题嘅时候，或者我哋就会喺进入佢嘅安息呢件事上面更加嘅竭力。
And the life that we live will encourage others to continue in obedience to Christ.
我哋活出嘅生命就会鼓励其他人去按着信服神嘅旨意咁样去活。
Remember, you're not running the race alone.
记住，我哋唔系一个人咁样跑呢个天路。
We're all running this race together.
我哋系一起嘅跑呢条天路。
And we want everyone to finish strong and finish faithfully.
我哋想要每一个人都系去好好嘅咁跑完呢条天路。
And we want others who are not in the race to be in the race that they would experience.God's rest for them on the other side of eternity.
我哋亦都希望未跑呢条天路嘅人都一起加入我哋一齐嘅去跑呢条天路，去进入神嘅安息。
Let us pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the promises of your rest for all who believe.
天父，我哋好多谢你俾到所有已经信嘅人，你俾佢哋嘅应许。
We know we will be more alive in heaven than we are here on earth.
我哋知道到咗天堂嗰边嘅时候，我哋会更加有生命，有生命力。
And Father, we look forward to that joyful and blessed time.
我哋系去盼望呢一个嘅日子嘅嚟到。
But until then, Father, help us to strive. Help us to be diligent in the way we live and the way we love.
但当我哋未到呢个终点之前，求主你系帮助我哋去努力竭力嘅去爱，去活出呢个生命。
We pray that the way we live and the way we love would encourage others to continue to follow you.
愿我哋嘅生活出呢个生命嘅方法，爱人嘅方法，系能够鼓励身边嘅弟兄姊妹一同。
And even the way we live and the way we love.And the way we even listen will may even encourage others to follow you for the first time in salvation in Christ.
愿我哋嘅生活方式、我哋爱嘅方式，同埋我哋聆听神嘅话语嘅方式，都能够鼓励啲人去接受神你作为救主。
Father, we thank you, Father, for how you lead us and how you lead us, especially through your word.
父神，多谢你引导我哋，多谢你，特别系为到多谢你通过你嘅话语去引导我哋。
Let us be mindful not only the new things you teach us, but even how your word exposes areas where we need to deal with.
让我哋意识得到你嘅话语唔单止系教导，而且系揭露我哋生命中要改正嘅事。
Let us be open to how you would teach us and how you even rebuke us in your word.
让我们去有开放的心去接受你的话语的教导和指责。
Father, we do pray, Father, as before we enter your rest, we know that we will be accountable to you.
天父，我们知道我们进入你的安息之前，我们是要在你面前交账。
And so, Father, let us live a life and let us love in such a way to you be the glory and the honor.
天父，我们愿我们活出的生命爱人的时候能够去荣耀你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我哋咁样嘅祷告系奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.